姐妹们，周日平安。现在请大家把我们的圣经放到约翰福音的十七章，我们一起来共读神的话语。今天所要念的是约翰福音的十七章十七节到二十三节。我们用起音的方式一起来念。请弟兄姐妹们念双数节，我呢念单数节。Now is the time for us to do the scripture reading. And today's scripture reading is from the book of John, chapter 17, verse 17 to verse 23. And we use the brothers and sisters, could you please read the even verse, and I will read the odd verse.约翰福音十七章十七节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。我为他们的缘故，自己分别为圣，叫他们也因真理成圣。使他们都合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们也在我们里面，叫世人可以信你差了我来。我们一起来念最后一节 ，Let's read the last verse together。我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全的合而为一，叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我们一样。求神祝福每一位弟兄姐妹念他的话语。May God bless the reading of his scripture. Today, we are very happy.能够请到Brother Robert Little， 就是我们说的李若伯弟兄，到我们中间来为我们证道。李若伯弟兄呢，是那个我们英文部的聘牧之中的那个为那个 candidate， 是我们的英文部聘牧的牧师的那个人选。所以呢，我们今天呢，请他到我们中间为大家做证道。他今天证道的内容呢，是以爱相惜。We're very pleased to have Brother Rob Little to be with us today, and he is the candidate for the English congregation because we are searching for an English pastor. And today his sermon is going to be Bounded by Love, United in Spirit, Intent on One Purpose. And I'm going to turn over to Brother Rob Little.
Hi, everyone. Okay, first let me just say thank you for inviting me here today. I've already been blessed by coming in here and partaking of prayer and hearing the wonderful worship and the singing. It's already been a good experience.
首先我要感谢各位今天让我有这个机会来到你们当中从开始礼拜之前的祷告跟刚刚的敬拜我可以看到神的祝福在我们当中我已经非常高兴。
Let us pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for saving us.
父神，我们感谢你，因为你拯救我们。
We thank you, Lord God, for giving us your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你，因为你给我们圣灵。
We thank you, Lord God, for bringing us into your church and giving us work to do.
主，我们感谢你，因为带我们到你的教会，让我们在这个地方有你自己的话语。
We thank you, Lord God, for your holy and inerrant word.
主，我们感谢你，因为你的圣言从不改变。
And I pray, Lord God, now that you would bless your word and fill us with your Holy Spirit.
我们求你这个时候就充满，用你的灵来充满我们。
In order that we may better come to know you, love you, and serve you.
让我们能够更认识你，更爱你，更恢复是你。
We give you this time now and ask for your blessings in Jesus' name.
我们这个时候求你祝福这段时间，奉主的名。
Amen. Amen. Today I want to talk about several things, but in all four Gospels and in the Book of Acts, we find Jesus giving various forms of the Great Commission.
我们可以看到在圣经里面，耶稣好几次提到传福音的事情。那么今天我们要看看一个大使命的事情。
Jesus commissions his church to go out and make disciples of all nations.
耶稣吩咐他的教会出去，让万国成为他的门徒。
Apart from this commission, none of us would be here today.
我们若离开这个大的使命，我们当中没有一个人会在这个地方。
And we are all called to partake in this commission.
我们都受呼召来参与这个大使命。
To make disciples of all nations.
让万民成为信徒。
Today, I want to ask a question.
今天我要问一个问题。
What do you think the church most needs today in order to carry out that commission?
今天教会最主要要做什么事情来完成这个大使命？
You may be tempted to say the Holy Spirit, because without the Spirit of Christ, there is no Church of Christ.
你可能说我们最需要的是圣灵，因为如果没有圣灵，那就没有神的教会。
In fact, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
是的，没有人可以说耶稣是主，除了圣灵在他里面。
But Jesus has already sent the Holy Spirit, and He's with us today.
但是耶稣已经差遣了圣灵到我们当中，圣灵今天就在我们的里面。
He's in us and among us.
圣灵在我们当中，在我们里面。
So perhaps I could rephrase the question and ask, what might we do as a church body that will enable us to work with the Holy Spirit in carrying out the Great Commission?
我可能再把问题稍微从另外一个角度来讲，就是说我们怎么样借着圣灵来帮助我们，来教会要怎么做来达到这个大使命。
I think we'll find our answer in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John.
我想我们可以在约翰福音第十七章找到一个答案。
This whole chapter is a prayer.
这整章是一个祷告。
It's Jesus' longest and greatest and most intimate prayer.
这是耶稣最长的最亲密的一个祷告。
Jesus was a man of prayer.
主耶稣是一个祷告的人。
But we don't have many of his words when he was actually praying.
但是我们没有很多他真正祷告的话语。
We have bits and pieces.
我们有一些在不同的地方。
But here we have a long chunk of his most intimate prayer.
但是这个我们有一大段耶稣的祷告。
Remember the Lord's Prayer, Our Father.
你们可能记得主耶稣的祈祷文说，我们在天上的父。
Is not Jesus actually praying? He's teaching his disciples how to pray.
那个地方并不是耶稣自己在祷告，而是耶稣在教他的门徒怎么祷告。
But here we have Jesus the night before his crucifixion.
但是这个地方是耶稣在他受钉的前一个晚上。
Intimately praying with the Father.
他很跟父神很亲密的在交谈。
And he specifically prays for the future of the church, that's you and me.
他特别为将来的教会祷告，就是你跟我。
Let's take a look and see with our Lord the night before his crucifixion.Cried out in prayer for you and me.
让我们一起来看耶稣在受钉的前一天晚上，怎么样在父神面前很迫切的祷告。
I'm going to pick it up in verse 20, and I'm going to read.
我要再读一次，约翰福音第十七章第二十节。
This is Jesus praying to the Father. In the first five verses, Jesus prays for himself.
这是耶稣对父神来祷告，前面五节耶稣为自己来祷告。
From verse 6 to 19, he starts praying for the disciples who were with him at that time. John.
从第六节到第十九节，耶稣为他的门徒来祷告。
Then he says these words.
耶稣这么说。
I do not ask on behalf of these alone.
耶稣说我不但为这些人祷告。
Here he's talking about the disciples.
啊，这个地方还在讲门徒。
But for those who will believe in me through their word.
也为那些因他们的话信我的人祈求。
That's you and me.
那就是你跟我。
That's the whole church after the disciples.
那就是整个教会在信徒之后的整个教会。
This is Jesus' only time I could think of where he specifically prays for the future of the church.
啊，这是我能够记得在圣经里面耶稣唯一为将来的教会祷告的地方。
What does he pray for?
啊，耶稣祷告什么东西？
Verse 21.
啊，第二十一节。
That they all may be one.
使他们都合而为一。
Even as you, Father, are in me, and I in you.
正如你父在我里面，我在你里面。
That they also may be in us,
使他们也在我们里面,
so that the world may believe that you sent me.
叫世人可以信你差我来。
Verse 23, I in them, you in me, that they may be perfected in unity.
第二十三节说，我在他们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全地合而为一。
So that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you love me.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
Of all the things that Jesus could have prayed for, he prays for church unity.
在很多耶稣可以为教会祷告的事情当中，耶稣祷告教会的合一。
And he prays for this unity in order that the world may believe that he is the Son of God.
他为教会的合一来祷告，以致世界能够相信是神差耶稣到这个世界来。
Evidently, Jesus thought unity was very important for the Great Commission.
很清楚的，我们看到教会的合一是非常重要的。
Today, I want to look at what is church unity, how do we get it, and why is it so important?
今天我要来跟大家讨论就是什么是教会合一。我们要怎么样达到教会的合一？那为什么这个教会的合一是这么重要？
In verse 21, he says that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, may they be in us.
就像第二十一节说的，使他们合而为一，正如你父在我里面，我在你里面，使他们在我们里面。
The model for church unity is the way that the Father and the Son are unified together.
教会合一的模式就是主耶稣跟他的父神合一的模式。
How are the Father and Son unified together?
主耶稣怎么跟父神合一呢？
How are we in God?
我们怎么样要在神的里面？
The answer is the same. It's by the Holy Spirit.
那个答案是相同的，就是要借着圣灵。
The Spirit of God is the third person of the Trinity.
圣灵是神位格里面的第三位。
And the Triune God is perfect love.
这个三位一体的真神是完全的爱。
This is the model for you and me.
这是一个模式，让我们来合一的一个模式。
Romans 5:5.
在罗马书第五章第五节说到
，says God so loved, God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，the Church of Jesus Christ is united in a way that nothing else in all of creation can be united.
耶稣基督的教会。是要在完全的合一。
Similarly to the way my spirit animates my body, the Holy Spirit is in all of us.
正像我的灵魂在我里面，圣灵也在我们当中的每一个人里面。
And this is a spirit of love.
这个灵就是一个爱的灵。
It is a deep unity of love and spirit.
这是一个很深的爱的灵，让我们能够合一。
But even though we have the spirit of love and unity in us,
虽然我们有这个圣灵，这个合一的灵在我们里面，
it has not yet been perfected in us.
但是这个合一还没有达到完全的地步。
There's still work to do.
还有很多事情我们需要做。
How do we get this unity?
我们怎么样达到这个合一呢？
The first thing is the obvious.
第一件事情是很明显的事情
is that this whole passage is a prayer.
就是这整段圣经是一个祷告。
If our Lord thought it to be the most important thing to pray for the night before he was crucified,
假如我们的主耶稣基督认为这个合一是最重要的事情，甚至在他受定的前一天晚上特别为这个事情在祷告。
How important must this unity be?
你们可以看到这个合一是何等的重要。
We need to be praying for it too.
我们也需要学主耶稣的样式，为教会的合一来祷告。
My question for you is, do you pray for this kind of unity in the church?
我要问你一个问题，你是不是每天为教会的合一在祷告？
I know for me, I love to pray.
我知道我很喜欢祷告。
And I yearn to see church unity.
我渴望看见教会的合一。
But I have neglected to pray for unity in the way I need to.
但是我常常忽略为教会的合一来祷告。
How about you?
你们呢？
When we pray for something, our heart is attached to that thing.
当我们为某一件事情祷告的时候，我们的心就挂在那个事情上面。
If we start praying for church unity, it not only is powerful because it's prayer,But we then become the kind of people that want to unite the church.
我们如果开始为教会的合一祷告，我们就会开始来想，就是渴望来帮助教会合一。
Prayer has a way of changing us.
祷告可以改变我们。
In the Old Testament, God's presence was outside in the tabernacle in the temple.
在旧约里面，神的出现是在会幕的外面。
When Moses met with God, God's glory changed Moses' face.
当摩西看到神的时候，神的荣光就改变了摩西的面目。
Do you remember it shined? He had to put a veil.
神的荣耀是那样的强，摩西要放一个幕在金到他的面上。
In the new covenant, God no longer dwells outside, but he dwells in our hearts.
在新约的时候，神不再住在外面，而是住在我们的心里面。
As we walk with God, as we meet with God in prayer, we become like God, but from the inside out.
当我们与神同行的时候，当我们就借着祷告来跟神交通的时候，我们就慢慢跟像神一样。
Through the Spirit who lives within us.
经过圣灵住在我们当中的圣灵。
But there's more to being a Christian than prayer.
做一个基督徒还有更多的除了祷告之外还要做一些其他的事情。
My brother read verse 17.
我的弟兄刚刚读了第十七节的地方。
Which says, sanctify them in thy truth, thy word is truth.
第十七节说到。
It is the word of God that is the primary means by which we get out the gospel.
他说求你用真理使他们成圣你的道就是真理
And it is the word of God that feeds our soul
那是神的道来喂养我们的心
Ephesians 4:11-13 says And he gave some as apostles and some as prophets and some as evangelists and some as pastors and teachers
以弗所书第四章第十一节说他所赐的有使徒有先知有传福音的有牧师和教师
These are offices that God has given the church
这一些是神给教会的礼物
What do they all have in common?
这些恩典不都一样
They're all ministers of the word
但是这一些职位都是在传福音的一个角色
I do not believe apostles or prophets are office today
我不相信使徒或先知是今天教会有的职位。
In the first century, the New Testament had not yet been written.
在第一世纪的时候，新约圣经还没有完全。
God had to speak the new covenant through prophets and apostles.
神需要经由使徒跟先知对当时的教会来讲话。
Some of them wrote out the New Testament.
那个时候有一些人就写了新约的圣经。
Of course, by the Holy Spirit.
当然是经由圣灵。
We now have God's word.
我们现在已经有神的话语。
The offices that we now have are evangelists, pastors, and teachers.
所以今天神在教会设立的职位就是有传福音的，有牧师，有教师。
And it is through the word that people come into the church and are built up in the church.
是经由神的道，人来到神的教会，也在教会当中被建立起来。
But you can't just get fed off of the word and not do anything. You'll get fat.
你不能只是在教会被神的道来喂养，而不做任何的事情，你就要变成很胖。
You have work to do.
你需要做一些事情。
Notice that it says that there's for the equipping of the saints for the work of service.
第十二节说到为要成全信徒各尽其职。
To the building up of the body of Christ.
建立基督的身体。
Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
I think this is a blueprint to carry out the Great Commission.
我想这是一个蓝图，让我们知道怎么样来达到教会的合一。
The word goes out, it brings people in to the church.
神的话出去，将人带到教会当中来。
The people in the church get fed by the word and are built up.
在教会里面的人被神的话语来喂养，然后被建立起来。
Each of us has work to do in building up the body of Christ.
我们每一个人都有责任来做我们该做的事情，以致来我们一起来建立基督的身体。
Until we come unified in faith and in the knowledge of Jesus.
等到有一天我们都在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。
The Great Commission includes more than just making converts, it's making disciples.
大使命不只是说将万国成为信徒，而是让万民成为门徒。
What I want to now take a look at is verse 12 for the equipping up of the saints for the work of service. That's you guys.
我现在要讲的就是第四章第十二节说为要成全信徒各尽其职。
Romans 12:4-5 says, For as one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function.
罗马书第十二章第十节说正如我们一个身子有好些肢体。
So we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us.
我们这许多人在基督成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。按我们所得的恩赐，各有不同。
God has made each one of you unique.
神造我们每一个人是非常特别。
You have your own personality.
你有你的个性。
And you all have special gifts.
你每个人都有神特殊的恩赐。
You each have a unique place in the body of Christ.
你们每一个人在神的国里面有一个特殊的地位。
And you are all servants of the Lord.
你们都是神的仆人。
The greatest title that we can have is not president or king or a movie star or an athlete.
我们最大职位的名称并不是国王或是一个很出名的运动员。
The greatest title that we have in all of Scripture and in life is to be called a servant of God.
一个最重要的名称对一个基督徒来讲就是神的仆人。
And the rewards are great.
神要大大的祝福你。
There are many different kinds of gifts.
有很多不同的恩赐。
If a man's gift is serving, let him serve.
说或做执事就当专一执事。
If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage.
或做教导就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化。
If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously.
施舍的就当诚实。
If it's leadership, let him govern diligently. If it's showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的人就当甘心。
Notice that these are spiritual gifts. But they're not the miraculous kind.
你们可以看到这一些都是属灵的恩赐，但这些属灵的恩赐不是像神迹一样。
Most of the gifts of the Spirit are everyday kinds of things.
大部分圣灵所给我们的恩赐是我们在每一天生活当中可以用的。
Notice also that we're all supposed to do all of this. We're all supposed to serve and teach and encourage and give.
我们可以注意到在这个地方，我们每个人的恩赐是我们在教会当中彼此来教导，来服侍。
But we have special gifts that we flourish in. And it's these gifts that God calls us to serve the church especially with.
但是我们当中可能有一些有特别的恩赐，能够让教会非常的顺利的发展。
What is your gift?
你的恩赐是什么？
Do you know what your gift is?
你知道你的恩赐吗？
How can you tell what your gift is?
我们怎么样看发现我们的恩赐呢？
You start by just getting out and serve.
你怎么样发现恩赐？就是你开始来服侍别人。
You'll find out as you go along what you're good at.
当你在服侍别人当中，你就发现神到底给你什么样的恩赐。
You'll find out as you go along how you bless other people.
当你这样服侍别人的时候，你就看见你的工作怎么样祝福其他的人，你就可以发觉神给你什么样的恩赐。
You all have gifts that you've already blessed me with today.
你们每个人都有很多的恩赐，因为你们在今天已经祝福了我。
Pastor and Pojin prayed with me earlier, and it was beautiful.
牧师跟我刚刚跟他一起祷告，非常美丽的祷告。
The lady who played the piano, it was beautiful.
那个姐妹在弹钢琴是非常的好听。
You all singing, except me, was beautiful.
你们都在唱，除了我以外，非常的非常漂亮。
I particularly like you all came up here.
我特别喜欢那个团契在这个地方唱演唱。
You all have gifts.
你们都有神给你们的恩赐。
Some of you make food every Sunday.
你们当中可能有在每个礼拜天做中餐。
That's a gift of service.
那也是神给你的一个恩赐。
There are innumerous amounts of gift. This is only a little bit.
神给我们很多很多的恩赐，这只不过其中的一个小部分。
Search out your gift and use it for the body of Christ.
发掘你的恩赐，然后用神给你的恩赐来服侍这个教会。
Because if each of us do,
假如我们当中每一个人都这么做，
the body of Christ will grow naturally.
神的教会就要很自然的增长。
Or supernaturally by the Holy Spirit,
或是超自然的经由圣灵来帮助我们
，and build itself up in love,
帮我们一起建立起来，在爱中建立起来。
Ephesians 4:15
says, 以弗所书第四章第十五节说
，Notice that it starts by saying speaking the truth in love.
请注意到说用爱心说诚实话。
We know we just read, sanctify them in thy truth. Your word is truth.
我们刚才已经读到说，真理已经让我们成圣。
That speaking the truth is God's word.
用爱心说诚实话，就是说神的话语。
That's the whole Bible.
那就是在这神的整个身体。
That means when people are sinning,
就是当有人在犯罪的时候
，and rebellious against God.
来。背叛神的时候
We are called to speak the truth in love.
我们受神的呼召，用爱心来说真理。
Don't forget that love part.
不要忘记用爱心。
I find this to be the most difficult thing of being a Christian.
我发现这个是做一个基督徒非常困难的事情。
When speaking to and we speak to one another too, the word.
当我们在彼此在传讲神的话语的时候。
Sometimes if a brother or sister has veered off in the sin,
可能当中有一个弟兄或姐妹走错了沦落到罪当中的时候
，and we want to come to them in love and speak the truth.
我们想到他们那边去，用爱心来帮助他们来讲真理。
Sometimes people get angry.
有时候可能人家会非常不高兴，会生气。
And when someone gets angry at me.
当别人对我生气的时候
，It's easy to get angry back.
很容易我们也生气回去。
But we're called to love.
但是我们是被神呼召用爱心来说真理。
I struggle with this a lot when I see the media, for example.
我常常为这个事情来挣扎，特别在看到这些媒体的时候。
Constantly slandering the Christian church.
这些媒体常常会来讲教会的一些杂话坏话。
But if I allow my anger and bitterness to get the best of me.
但是我若让这些愤怒这些不平来管理我的时候。
I'll become angry and bitter.
我会变成一个非常愤怒非常不高兴的人。
If I withdraw and don't speak the truth at all,
但是我如果因为这样子就萎缩下来不讲真理，
that's a sin too.
那也是一个罪。
God calls us all to speak the truth in love.
因为神呼召每个人用爱心来说真理。
With each other and the world.
彼此来说真理，也对世界来用爱心来说真理。
As we speak the truth in love, we grow up into all aspects who is the head, that is Christ.
当我们用爱心来说真理的时候，我们就凡事长进，连于严守基督。
From whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies,
全身都靠他联络的合适，百节各按各职。
According to the proper working of each individual part,
照着个体的功用彼此相助，
causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love，
便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Again, I think this is a blueprint for carrying out the Great Commission.
再一次，这个地方是神给我们一个蓝图，让我们知道怎么教会怎么样合一。
It starts with speaking God's word，
是从讲神的话语开始。
In love，
在爱中来讲神的话语。
As we do, we grow up into the body of Christ.
当我们这样的时候做的时候，我们就在爱中增长，成为基督的身体。
Now we cannot grow apart from Jesus.
我们离开了基督，我们就不可能成长。
If someone is apart from the body of Christ, they are dead.
我们当中任何一个人如果离开这个教会，他就是死的。
That's why people need to come to Jesus to be made alive.
所以人需要到耶稣里面来得到生命。
A man must be born again.
一个人必须在耶稣里面重生。
When you become alive in Christ,
当你在耶稣里面得到生命的时候，
you have the seed of the Spirit in you.
你就有神的灵在你里面。
It's a deposit of what's to come.
这就是放在我们里面为了将来的一个存款。
But we can't just sit around and do nothing.
但是我们不能就坐在那个地方不做任何的事情。
Notice what it says.
注意到他怎么说。
By what every joint supplies.
百节各按各职。
According to the proper working of each individual part.
照着个体的功能。
That's you.
那就是你。
That's me.
也是我。
Individual parts.
每一个部分。
Being fed on the body of, on the word.
每一个人都在神的话语得到喂养。
Doing our part.
然后再做我部分的功能。
And this causes the body of Christ to grow.
这能够就教会的身体来渐渐增长。
What is your part?
你的功能是什么呢？
What is your gift?
你的恩赐是什么呢？
A gift is meant to give.
恩赐是让你服侍别人。
That's why it's called a gift.
所以是叫做恩赐。
Are you using yours?
你有在用你的恩赐吗？
If we're not using our gifts,
我们如果没有在用我们的恩赐，
we're not loving God and we're not loving one another.
我们就没有在爱神，也没有在彼此相爱。
Why is this so important? Point three.
为什么这个那么重要呢？就是讲到第三点。
The obvious is, we all need to take our part in order for the body to work properly.
我们都知道我们每一个人都要做我们的本分的工作，以致这个教会的身体能够增长。
In order to carry out the Great Commission, each member needs to do his or her part.
要达成这个大使命，教会的每一个分子必须做他本身的功能。
Not all of us are evangelists.
不是所有的人都是传福音的。
But you all have a gift.
但是你有一个特别的恩赐。
The second point is, take a look at verse 23.
第二点，请看二十三节。
Jesus says, I in them, you in me, that they may be perfected in unity.
他说我在你们里面，你在我里面，使他们完完全全地合而为一。
So that the world may know that you sent me and love them even as you have loved me.
叫世人知道你差了我来，也知道你爱他们如同爱我一样。
That is an amazing thing.
这是一个很奇妙的事情。
Jesus is saying that the Father loves sinners, lost sinners, the same way he loves Jesus.
这边讲到说神爱这些罪人正像他爱耶稣一样。
With an eternal, perfect, infinite love.
是那个永远那个完全的爱。
If the people of God who have the Spirit of God
假如神的儿女都有神的灵
are given a message to people that God loves them like this
然后知道神爱他们正像爱耶稣一样
if they don't see us loving one another
假如你没有看到他们是彼此相爱
how are they ever going to believe the message?
世人怎么样相信说我们是神的儿女呢
in Jesus' ministry
go ahead
Everything he did and everything he said went together.
在耶稣一生的传福音的过程当中，他所做的每一件事情，所讲的每一句话。
Jesus said, "Fed the poor," and he fed the poor.
耶稣说要喂养那些穷困的人，我们就喂养那些穷困的人。
Jesus said, "Have compassion," and he had compassion.
耶稣说对那些困苦的人要有怜悯的心，他就表现怜悯的心。
Jesus said, "No greater love can a man have than to lay down his life for his friends."
耶稣说，没有一个比这个更大，就是为一个义人来牺牲生命。
And he laid down his life for us.
他放下他自己的生命为了我们。
The body all needs to work together.
神的身体需要彼此来连结，来合作。
Because everything we do and everything we say is a witness to Jesus Christ.
因为我们所做的每一件事情，我们所讲的每一句话，都是我们对这个世界的见证。
John 13:35 says, "By this all people will know that you are my disciples."
约翰福音第十三章三十五节说，你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒。
If you have love for one another.
你们若彼此相爱。
As we mentioned, love is manifested by ministering to one another using our gifts.
正如我所说的，我们若彼此相爱，就表现在我们的彼此服事当中。
There is no neutral ground in Christianity.
没有一个中间点。
If we disengage and come here just on Sundays.
我们如果不彼此服事，我们就礼拜天来这个地方做礼拜。
And that's all we do. We're not really.Using our gifts in the body of Christ.
如果这就是我们所做的全部分的话，那我们就没有在使用我们每一个人的恩赐。
We need to be involved in each other's lives all the time.
我们需要参与在我们每一个人彼此当中的生活。
Ministering to one another.
我们彼此来喂养。
Weeping with one another.
彼此来扶持。
And being joyful with one another.
为彼此的事情来喜乐。
Like you guys up here singing.
就像刚刚的姐妹在地方唱一样。
The body of Christ is here to carry out the Great Commission.
基督的身体在我们当中来完成大使命。
And we can't do it alone.
我们不能单独来做。
And that's why we need unity, that deep bond of love, so that the world may know.That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
这就是我们为什么要有教会的合一，联系于在爱的神的爱当中，以致我们让世人知道我们是主的门徒。
And that God loves them the way He loves Jesus.
神爱他们正像神爱耶稣一样。
Would you pray with me?
一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your word.
或者我们感谢你给我们你的话语。
We thank you for the Spirit.
我们感谢你给我们你的灵。
And we thank you for your love.
我们感谢你给我们的爱。
We thank you that Jesus gave his life for ours.
我们感谢耶稣为我们来舍命。
We thank you that he sent the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts.
我们感谢他差遣圣灵到我们每个人的心中。
We thank you that we have each other.
我们感谢你让我们有彼此。
We thank you we have your word to guide us.
我感谢你，因为我们有你的话语来引导我们。
We thank you. You've given us great responsibility to serve you.
我们感谢你，因为你给我们很大的责任来服侍你。
To serve your church.
来服侍你的教会。
And to witness to the world around us.
来对这个世界来见证你的福音。
May your love manifest in us and through us.
愿你的爱充满我们，也从我们的身上流露出来。
In everything that we do and say.
在我们所做的每一件事情上。
Thank you for this time.
主感为这个段时间来感谢你。
May you bless your word as it goes forth.
愿你祝福你自己的话语。
And your people as they go forth.
也祝福你的百姓。
We love you, thank you, and praise you in Jesus' name.
主我们爱你，我们奉你的耶稣基督的圣名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.